Welcome to Ignite Your Life Soul Dream Academy, a place where you are invited to step into a space where your dreams are always possible. I am Angel Thacker, and my life's purpose is to help the spiritual entrepreneur step up into the life they dream of, where their businesses thrive with fulfilling clients, opportunities, adventures, and triumphs any entrepreneur deserves. So I welcome you to come in. Join me as I bring you information, education, and development that will help you build a business that thrives. Hello and welcome. I'm Angel Thacker, and I'm a business coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. And I want to thank you for connecting with me and allowing me to play any part in your journey to igniting your soul business, your dream business, the business that you are here to do for the world, your purpose. And I want you to know that I understand. I understand that it can be difficult. I understand that there can be challenges. I understand that it can be frustrating as you decide what there is to do to step forward, as you walk away perhaps from that 9-to-5 that has been taking care of you for oh so many years to put your faith and your trust into that which spirit may be directing you to do. I understand how you can feel incomplete or frustrated or just completely shut down because you're not sure what steps to take, or you feel like you're running in place, or you feel like you're hitting a wall. I understand all these things, my friend, because like you, I too am a soul entrepreneur, a spiritual entrepreneur, a person that's here operating a business in this wonderful transformational genre that we have so many titles for, whether it is New Age, Holistic, Conscious Living, whatever titles work for you and work for and connect to the community that you're connected to. I understand. For I have been operating my own personal business in this community for more than 25 years. I have been an intuitive life coach, a medium, and a channel here in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond for, oh gosh, 25 years is probably being gentle to my own age, but for quite some time I've been operating a business, and I've been able to grow and thrive here in a very expensive part of the world to live as a probably one of the most landmark practitioners in my community. And I've done so with the help of what I would call practical business knowledge. A little bit about me so that you know who I am if you haven't taken the time to really read through my website. I've operated not just as a sole entrepreneur all these many years, but I've also operated in the more practical sides of business. I have degrees in finance and marketing, both bachelor's and master's degree, and I've worked in businesses from high tech to financial over these last 30 years as a marketing resource, as a financial resource, at levels of entry level all the way through to regional directorship. And what I've walked away with from those positions is lots of experience, skills, knowledge, and training around project management, marketing management, marketing campaigns, just the basic skills that have allowed me to support and manage large-based businesses for the practical business world very successfully, training, building teams, and the things that one just doesn't think a lot about when you're engaging with businesses. What I was able to do was take that information, translate it across my own personal business, and use it to build a very successful, a very prosperous business as I dealt with my own clients. You can find me out in the community in my current evolution as the Belly Dancing Medium. If you go to thebellydancingmedium.com, you'll see my process there in my my entrepreneur business and how I present my processes, my programs, and how I engage with the public using a lot of the technologies that I go through with my clients. And as a thank you for you connecting with me, what I'm giving you is just this free workshop. on how I was able to launch my business when I reestablished who I was in the community and how I was able to create a large amount of leads. Actually, I created 50 leads in a matter of 21 days by setting some intent and setting a process. And through those leads, I was able to create some long-standing clients, some of which I still work with today. And that's what this workshop is. And this is my thank you to you. And my hope is that I will give you some knowledge and give you some practical tools that you can walk away with. And perhaps we can get together and I can provide some support for you. So I welcome you, and again, thank you. And the last thing I want to say before we get to work here is I want to congratulate you, and I want to acknowledge that for you, because, my friend, it takes a lot of courage to say, you know what, I'm going to step up and do this thing, especially for those of you who've walked away, from that practical lifestyle that was secure and safe. Even if you didn't enjoy it, it was secure and it was safe. But you decided to be brave and step into that dark place of the unknown to do this thing that you love, that you know you want to do. So congratulations and welcome to the world of the spiritual entrepreneur, because this is an exciting world. This is a rewarding world, and this is a place that you deserve to be. And I welcome you with great love, passion, and a ching ching with the champagne flutes. So welcome, and hey, let's get to work. So one thing I'm going to hope that you have with you is a pen and some paper so that you can take notes, or your smartphone, or whatever it is that you use to take notes. But just know that you have the ability to come back to this recording at any time. It is a gift to you, and it will be available to you. It's not password protected or anything like that. It's for free. So you can pull it up and look at it any time, or listen to it rather, any time that you want to do. And I'm going to give you some key points here. And what you're going to get is 5 key points. And the first key points that I'm going to give you is going to be know your business. So what do I mean by know your business? I'm going to take you through my journey with this process. And my journey is really simple. I operated as an intuitive life coach for a couple of years. I started off many years ago doing what most people do by dabbling in various tools. And I started with Tarot Deck, doing that when I was very young, going first to parties and working with my friends, to going to bookstores and doing it in bookstores. As my process evolved, I found myself more connected to spirit and angels and higher masters. So I started looking for tools for that. Found that there weren't a whole lot of tools back then. There was tarot decks, and that was kind of it for divining decks. From there, it was more esoteric, less tangible types of technologies that people were training in, from healing arts to channeling arts. And so I started just taking classes and developing my skills as an intuitive clairvoyant reader, which could be difficult because people want to see things. They want to see cards. So I still played with the tarot decks. As things evolved, angel decks started becoming more prevalent, so I started using those. But I found that I was becoming more talented and more skilled with the clairvoyant work and, you know, working with spirit, and my skills developing more as a medium. About 10 years ago, I really went in full tilt and focused my work on the mediumship focus without using the cards, and found that I needed to reestablish who I was based on this intuitive type process. And at that time, I called myself the intuitive angel. And I did all right. I did pretty good. You know, I still had my day job. But, you know, I was doing pretty good, and it was a passion play for me. What I found as I grew into that this business was something that I had to do. It wasn't something that I wanted to do out of a hobby. It was something that I had to do. So I evolved a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, as the belly dancing medium, and focused locally on developing my process on that. So I had to figure out, so what makes me different? What makes me special? What makes me better? What makes me greater than I was before? Because I'm still dabbling. Knowing your business, point one, getting clarity around what I wanted for my business. What I had to do was understand what I wanted. Was I looking for just the same type of client? Just being a fortune teller, so to speak, that just answered questions for people? Was that enough for me? Or was I wanting to help change people's lives? Because I, my friend, was becoming frustrated around just being that person people tapped into when they were trying to figure out where they put their keys. I wanted to be someone who made a difference in people's lives. So what I did was I had to sit down and get clarity around that. I had to sit down and decide what type of client I wanted. Did I want to just be a tap a door, somebody that they could knock the door, knock on the door and tap into? Or did I want to be someone that they connected to, like a coach, like a counselor, someone that could really help them build something in their lives and evolve their lives? And that's when I got my tag, Ignite and Evolve, because that was what I wanted to do. Ignite something in you today so that you could evolve it tomorrow. And when I got that clarity, I then needed to dream big. So that's your second point. Dream big. How big do you want to be? Decide that now. Don't let that grow as you go. Decide that now. Have a target today on how big you want to be. Do you want to be big in your local community? Big fish, small pond. Have like an office and be the soul doctor in your community, because that's okay. You live in a big city like here in the Bay Area. You live in San Francisco or San Jose in the Bay Area. You could be that practitioner and be very comfortable and live a very lucrative life. Or do you want to be a national or international solution? Because knowing this is going to decide what steps you take today and tomorrow around your business so that you can provide for people regardless of where they are. Does that make sense? So know your business. That's the first thing I have for you. Get clarity in what you want for your business and then dream big. And that's what I did. I decided that I wanted to have clients that wanted to grow and develop more, that I wanted clients that just wanted answers to their questions, and that I wanted to serve an international market. So I needed to have tools and processes in place to serve that international market. Now, I spoke to you about my background, and I will have to acknowledge that I'm extremely geeky. I have a lot of skills. I develop websites, I can write code, I understand computers, I have a lot of I'm connected to technology. I have certifications in social media marketing. So this was easy for me to embark in this journey. So for those of you who don't have these skills, there's a couple of things that you can do. You can take some courses, or you can engage with somebody who has those skills. But this is something, my friend, that you're gonna need to do. You have to connect to the skills, to the resources, to the tools that are going to be there to minister to what you need so that you can serve the community you decide that you want to serve. And if that's national and international, you gotta have technology behind you, because in the 21st century, technology is what drives us. Okay, on to the next point. From knowing your business, we go to laser focus. So now that I knew what I wanted, I had to focus on one area where I could provide the most help. So now what I did, I'm igniting your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. I looked at the skills that I had. I wrote them all out. I have lots of skills, and you probably do as well. We use one tag usually, and in that one tag we say, I'm going to be a channel, a trans channel, and we kind of focus on that, forgetting all the things that we may have learned and that we may have done to get to that point. What I'm talking about is every talent and every skill that you have, be it a healer, be it a channel, be it a medium, all the skills that you have, write them all down. That's what I did. I wrote everything down that I can do, and then everything that I have done, every tag that I have used, every theme reading that I came up with, because we have a love reading, all the things that I did for my community. And it was, a couple of pages, because I have lots of little packages and programs that I'd put together for people. Wrote them all down. Pros and cons, what is the most impact that I could have with each one was the exercise. If I was starting to move my life forward or trying to move beyond specific area, what would be this one thing that I could do? What would be the one area that I could make the most impact? And in this particular step, what I decided to focus on was releasing blocks and cords, the things that stand in people's way. excuse me, releasing that which is getting in the way. Releasing the no. Releasing whatever it is, letting go of whatever it is that can stand in your way. Because for me, I found that a lot of people I deal with have stuff standing in their way that's keeping them from doing what it is that they want to do. So I got that laser focus. Once I got that laser focus, I then decide how I was going to create a solution for people. So that's the next step. The laser focus piece may take a couple of days because you need to write it down. You need to meditate on it. You need to sit down because you need to get married to it. You need to be able to speak to it. You need to be able to do a presentation to it. You need to be able to provide an elevator speech about it everywhere you go, because this is going to be your product for a while as you build your business. So now that you've created that laser focus, you're now going to create a solid solution, step three. And so what I did was I did that step by creating one solid solution that would resolve the issue. Now I know what I want to do for you. So I want to create a program that's going to do that. And that program is going to be based on how I'm going to bring my skills to the table to create that for you. Am I going to create a reading? Am I going to create a workshop? I'm going to create a reading package, which was one of the things that I did. So a series of sessions, perhaps, that's going to create the solution for you. A special series of packages that perhaps will give you a diagnostic reading. And then I'm going to give you a healing session. Then I'm going to take you through a release session. And then I'm going to take you through a divining reading session to tell your steps moving forward now that we've created this release. So in that example that I just gave you, I created a four-step series that I could take you through 3 to 5 sessions, and I could put a session package together and charge $300 to $600 for the session package to create the solution for you around releasing so that you could move your life forward. And the releasing meaning letting go of the past, re-releasing your past lives, whatever it is that you may have that's standing in your way, because that's what I did. All the things that are standing in your way to keep you from getting to your goal and creating that solution. Okay? Creating the solution is easy once you get the laser focus, my friend. The thing you need is that laser focus. And now we created that solid solution. Now we created the solid solution by putting this package together, and it can be several things. I would not recommend doing more than three, because you're trying to create your own laser focus, because what you're trying to do here is create a large number of leads so that you could start building momentum in your business. So remember, this was how I did this in 21 days. So you can take the same technology and expand it, but this is how I did it in 21 days. So I would not recommend having like a package and a workshop and a retreat and all that kind of stuff. I actually would rather you have one solution. Just create one solution and create a message around that one solution. And that's the next step. Create a message around your solution. So first you want to create that program. In the example that I just gave you, I created a series of sessions to solve a specific issue. Okay? What is the message around that, that particular session package? Sit down and create intent around what this session package or this program is going to resolve for your potential clients. What is your message? Why do I need to come to you for this particular session package? How are you going to solve for me what nobody else has been able to solve for me? Set your intent and then create your message. And your message should be very clear. A clear sentence and what it's going to do, a title and what it's going to do, and then descriptions for each segment of the program that you're going to engage in, and then a simple message around the whole thing. You should be able to put this on a flyer. You should be able to put this on a web page, a Facebook page. You should be able to, it should be very, very simple, and it should have clear, powerful sentences that connect to people with keywords that would bring curiosity around igniting their desire to have a need fulfilled. So for my example, I want to help you clear and resolve and release so that you can move your life forward. So 3 to 5 sessions, and what I created was 5 sessions actually. The first session was a diagnostic, and through that diagnostic, I was going to see everything that needed to be done, everything that needed to be let go of, all the things that were connected to your soul, your energy systems from past life to current life, what it was that you had cords connected to other people that needed to be let go of, full on soul doctor diagnostic that was going to come in and help you understand what you need to let go of. The second session was going to be a process of release of the things from the past that you can release easily. The third session was going to be a cord cutting session, an intensive session to truly release and disconnect the cords that you no longer needed that were holding you back. An intensive session that involves some healing, because you can't just cut things off without healing them. So a nice, wonderful angelic healing session was included with that. The next session was a forgiveness exercise, taking people through a process of release and forgiveness where they forgive and are asking for forgiveness, and then a kind of a deep dive to see if there's anything else in there that needs to be let go of. And then my final session was that wonderful, rewarding, deep reading session where now that we've let go of everything, we are now going to go through the process of doing a future life reading to see where there is, what's the possibilities, how can we evolve, what is there to do now. This process was a 30-day process. It could go longer, of course, but an ideal scenario was a 30-day process to take people through this to get the most work out of them. What are the benefits to this? The benefits to this is to release and let go so that you can ignite your dreams and evolve right now. My clients had full access to me during the 30 days. They have access to me in text messages, they have access to me in email, and they have access to me on the phone. It is a deep, deep process that opens and awakens a lot of stuff, and people need support through this. And that was part of the reward, is that you had my full support through the whole program. And my message was all about that. Okay? So I created my message after creating the solution. And the solution was a simple fix, right? The next step was creating a marketing campaign. Creating a marketing campaign in the 21st century is not an easy endeavor because it takes a lot of work. So I set a time frame. I like sevens. Sevens is the thing that I work with, and I gave myself 21 days. And I set a goal. And my goal was that I wanted to create 50 leads in 21 days, 50 people that I could tap into in 21 days to create potential clients. So what I had to do was I had to set up my marketing campaign for that particular need. So the first thing I did, again, set my intent. My intent was 50 leads in 21 days. Then I needed to engage my social media. And social media can be difficult to engage if you don't know social media, but I have to tell you, you have to engage social media. At minimum, you want to have a Facebook and a Twitter account. If you don't have Facebook and Twitter, I encourage you to do so, and I require all my students to do so because you need them. You don't have to like them, but you need them because the people that you engage with and the people that you want to pull into your process, they use them. So I encourage you to set up your Facebook page. You don't want to have a Facebook profile. Your profile is different from your page. You want to have a profile. You have to have a profile, but save your profile for your personal usage, because as you grow, you're going to find that you're going to have multiple pages, because you're going to create pages for your programs. You're going to create pages for a specific campaign. So create a Facebook page for your business and create a Twitter page for your business and begin doing your social campaign with that. Now, I can't go into detail on what a social campaign looks like because that's a whole different conversation, but I can help you with that if you do engage with me. But what I did was I set forth a 21-day social campaign around this process, and I set up a conference call around this process. So I set up conference calls once every 7 days around this process, where the social media campaign that I put together pulled people into the conference call, and I did a call each week giving information and giving people an opportunity to ask questions. And the first week, I'll have to tell you, I didn't get much because it was new. But I actually exceeded my 50. I got to 65. I got to 65 leads, 65 people that participated in my conference calls, where they came in. The conference call was free, and a lot of people love conference calls. They love webinars and Skype calls. They get the opportunity to connect with you. I always give free readings when I do calls, so people like to get on so they can see if they can get a free reading, and they get a chance to engage. And so the first thing I want to tell you is you got to be willing to touch people. You got to be willing to engage with people. You got to be okay with the word free when you're out there allowing people to experience your process. The thing with allowing people to experience your process is you give them the opportunity to decide if they want to work with you. You give them the opportunity to sample you. It's like I have a Costco account. I go to Costco, and like many people, I enjoy going to Costco during sample day, right? Because you go there and they have all the samples of all the things that they sell, and you can go in there and you can taste all these wonderful foods. And a lot of people go there just to eat, right? And sometimes I do, you go there, it's fun to sample things you might not normally buy because you don't normally eat those things. But I tell you, it's never fails. I tend to walk out of the store with something that I've tasted because someone did a really great job of presenting it and telling me about it and making it taste really yummy and showing me how I could do it really easy and incorporate it into my lifestyle. And there I am buying it. So it's the same. Don't be afraid to share your gift so that you can allow people to see what it would look like to work with you. But there are some tricks and tips to what it means to sample and how often to sample and how to not allow people to take advantage of your sampling process. And that's another part of my entrepreneurial program that I walk my clients through and how to best leverage the sampling process. Okay? So I set my time frame to 21 days. I engaged my social media campaign and I set up my conference calls every week with the intent of taking people through the process. And my conference calls looked like this. It was a simple, simple process. I welcome people to the call. I explain to them who I am, talk to them a little bit about my background, give them a sample of what I could do by opening up the call to questions. I always gave something away. So with each call, I gave away a package. In order to get my package to be entered into the giveaway, you had to sign up for my mailing list. And signing up for my mailing list was a way that I engaged getting leads in addition to getting the leads off of the call. I also allowed people, if you had an additional entry into the giveaway, if you referred someone. So they were able to refer people and said, "Hey, my friend Sally referred me to your mailing list," and then Sally got an additional entry into the drawing. And at the end of the 21 day, I gave away one of my packages to someone. But in the interim, I gathered 65 leads for potential clients to sell to, and I sold 15 of those packages. 1-5. 15 of those packages. So from a grandiose business marketing standpoint, I want you to hear something. So I sold 15 packages out of 65 leads, which is 24% of the people that I touched that purchased my program. That is a really high ratio. And the reason why the ratio was high was because of how I engaged with them through this process. This is a really effective process that I'm sharing with you for free because you have taken a chance to engage with me and I want to gift this to you. Now, you may say, "Angel, I need more information," so I have to be real with you. I would love to work with you and help you. And like you, being a spiritual entrepreneur, I too am a spiritual entrepreneur. And so part of my process is I would love to work with you if you have the ability to work with me so I can take you deeper into these things. So yes, of course, I'm scratching the surface. There's more detail here. But you can take this if you have the skills. You can definitely take this and do something with it and move forward with it. This is a great activity for you to give yourself 21 days if you already kind of know what to do. This is a great roadmap to work with. If you need a little more, I would love a chance to work with you. If you go to my website, which is my name, angelthacker.com, you will see in there a variety of coaching programs. One of the things that I have is I have a Rate Your Business consultation. It is my Fresh Start package that you can get into. It gives me an opportunity to get started with you, at least to give you my 4-point report out, which I have developed based on my 30 years of expertise. What this report out will do for you is I'm going to review your website for you, review your social media presence. I'm going to dig into your website and do an SEO review for you and look at your programs and services and report out to you what I feel your strengths are and what your opportunities are and some things that you can work on developing that will help you take your program to the next level. This is a great way to get started with me and to decide if this is what you really need to do or decide, hey, you just need these three tweaks and you are good to go. To engage with me with that program, you can go to my webpage, look there on my coaching programs, and select sign up for Getting to Know You session. And what that does is it initiates a process where I'll have your basic information. I'll look at it, set up a phone call or a Skype session with me, and we'll go through a consultation. And then I'll sit down with you, go through some processes, and I'll walk away. It takes me about 2 days to do this process, and I'll report back to you. Here's the other thing that I give you with this. If you decide you want to work with me on a more broader level after this consultation, I will take the cost of this consultation and apply it to whatever program you decide to do. And I have a variety of programs. I have my 6-month entrepreneur program. I have my Star Mastery program. I have my Jumpstart program, and I have one-on-one hourly programs that you can do if you want to work with me. And I will take your business consultation investment and I'll apply it to whatever program you want to work with me on if you want to work with me from there. Or if you want to just jump right into my mastery program, you can do that. I'm launching a mastery session coming up here in October where I can work with you for 6 months to take you from the start to finish in either igniting your current programs or setting you up if you're just getting started. So that is my pitch. I would love to work with you. I'm going to review this one more time just in case you are writing it down. My key points for you on my process of that 21 days to 50 getting to know you sessions that I the campaign that I did. Step key one, know your business. Key two, laser focus. Key three, create a solid solution. Key four, create a message around that solution. And key five, create a solid marketing campaign. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for engaging with me. I wish you great love and support and success. And I know you're going to be amazing in your journey. And remember one thing that's very important. Igniting your dreams is critical, and it is important to dream big. There are no limitations. The only limitation there is the limits to your dreams. God bless you and take care, and I will see you on the other side of your dreams. Bye-bye.